Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
It's very sad news which has come through. He was a great human being as well as a great golfer, Kel Nagle. He's died in Sydney at Mona Vale Hospital early this morning at the age of 94. Won many, many tournaments all over the world. In fact, you go back through it, he won 61 times on the PGA Tour of Australasia. Gives him the most wins all time on that tour, 30 more than Greg Norman, who has 31 wins in second place. So it gives you an idea of where Kel Nagle stands, certainly in the Australian pantheon of golf stars, but around the world. He won the Centenary British Open in 1960, beating the great Arnold Palmer, and he's gone now at the age of 94. Cole McGregor is a long-standing professional at the New South Wales Golf Club, where I've played, and he's on the line. Cole, good morning.
Morning, Stuart.
Nice to be able to chat with you again. Sad news to hear that at the age of 94, one of the greats of Australian golf, Kel Nagle, has passed.
Yes, it's a sad day for golf, although it gives us all an opportunity to think back about all the wonderful things Kel did for golf.
When did you first come in contact with him as a young professional yourself?
Well, probably as going back into the early 60s, when he was well established as one of the world's great players and I was an up-and-comer. He was so wonderful to be in his company. It was an inspiration.
And you think about some of those great events. So for someone coming through, as we see now with the greats, the feeling you have towards these players, it's not necessarily always reciprocated by some of the greats. How did he make you feel? How was he with young up-and-coming players?
Well, he was encouraging. Sometimes you could get in the company of a world champion player and you could feel a bit intimidated and left out of it. But Kel would go out of his way to create an atmosphere that made you at ease and allowed you to enjoy the day with him.
It's incredible to think 2007 it was, he was elected to the World Golf Hall of Fame, inducted in November of that year. I think that sort of induction, when you look at some who've missed out as the various ballots have gone around, that really said it all, didn't it?
Well, winning the British Open in the centenary year and being beaten in the playoff for the US Open by Gary Player just prior to that, he was unheralded at that time in America, and he surprised everyone, but he didn't surprise too many people at the British Open.
When he won that, of course, he beat Arnold Palmer, out-dueling him. You mentioned Gary Player with Arnold Palmer, again, another of the absolute greats of the time, and Kel Nagle took him on and beat him over the four rounds at St Andrews.
Yes, indeed, and there was a story that Peter Thompson was a great mate of Kel's, and they bought a driver from the McGregor factory a few months earlier, and they both wanted it. But Peter said to Kel just prior to the Open at St Andrews, "Kel, you're playing better than me and I'm not putting too well. You take the driver. I think you can win." And it happened.
Incredible to think that he was a noted winner of the British Open. Peter Thompson obviously could see something in Kel Nagle and he was spot on.
He was. He said, "Oh, you take the driver and I can show you a few tricks about the course," which he knew all those.
When was the last time you caught up with Kel Nagle, Cole?
I went out to see him last week at Mona Vale, and prior to that it was a couple of months with Dan Cullen's 100th birthday party at New South Wales Golf Club.
That's right, yeah. I saw some of the photos from Dan's 100th, and he was there for that. How was he when you saw him in hospital last week?
Well, unfortunately, I went to see him. He was away for four or five hours having some further medical tests, and the nurse said he went back 4 or 5 hours, so unfortunately, all I could do was leave a note. But at New South Wales Golf Club, a month prior, he seemed in great spirits and he's mentally alert. But he was having difficulties.
Yeah. Well, that news has come through this morning. How do you think golfers and people around the country should remember Kel Nagle?
Oh, from being the gentleman of golf and and an inspiration to all people that played golf, apart from his wonderful ability to play the game. He was, the way he conducted himself showed us all the way to go.
Well, look, it's nice to be able to chat with you this morning. Unfortunate given the circumstances, but appreciate your time, Cole. Thank you.
Stuart, thank you. Cheers.
All the best to you. Cole McGregor, long-time professional at the New South Wales Golf Club, and as he says, a young up-and-comer when Kel Nagle was at the peak of his powers and took him under his wing. And that news this morning that he's passed away peacefully, Kel Nagle, the 1960 centenary British Open winner at St Andrews. He's died in Mona Vale Hospital this morning.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot-knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.